Blog Talk Radio.
American way.
Conscious leadership.
It's time, come on. It's time, come on.
Conscious culture.
You can do it, yeah. You can do it. Come on.
Stakeholder orientation.
Oh. American way.
Conscious leadership.
It's time, come on. It's time, come on.
Conscious culture.
You can do it. You can do it.
Stakeholder.
Uh-huh.
Orientation.
Oh.
Welcome, listening audience, to the Connecting with Intent King Connections blog talk show. I'm your host, King, joined by my co-host, Willis Victory. We have an excellent show lined up for you today. Very exciting show. I know I'm definitely eager and waiting to get going with this show. For a lot of reasons, it brings back a true honor to be in a position to interview someone of such a magnitude and someone who has achieved such heights in the business and has set trailblazing in the record-producing industry. Today's show will be focused on interviewing the co-founder of Death Row Records and entertainment guru, Lydia Harris, who has taken entrepreneurship to higher levels, expanding into five distinct special areas. And so these five areas, I'm going to allow Ms. Harris to answer those. So without any further ado, I'll allow to introduce Ms. Lydia Harris to our listening audience. Welcome to King Connections Connect with Intent, Ms. Harris.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You know, would you please kind of give our listening audience a little bit more about some of the things you've worked on or you're currently working on right now, which I'm sure they'll be very interested in learning more about some of the new five different areas of business that I believe you're working in.
Well, I'm excited about launching my new label, Lydia Harris Entertainment, coming out with the compilation Judgment Day. I'm very excited about that compilation that I'm putting out with various artists featuring Snoop Dogg and Aisha and other people on the label. I'm very excited about that.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I definitely want to welcome you to the show, and I also like to have our start by asking you one of the key questions I want to ask you is, now, as a woman and as a business leader, what advice would you give businesswomen who are seeking to reach your level of financial and business success?
Well, the first thing, they have to be strong-minded. They can't be weak-minded. They also got to have, don't be down on themselves and have power, not low self-esteem, just believe in themselves and never give up on their dream.
Excellent. Now, I noticed that you've also started a business of doing life coaching. And can you talk a little bit about what that entails and what that looks like as a business life or as a life coach? I'm sorry.
Well, with the life coaching, I life coach to a lot of people, like a lot of men, male men in relationships, and they just come to me and they talk to me, and I give them my opinion about me being a woman, a real woman. And that's what I basically do, life coach a lot of male men.
Okay. Now, we've been joined by, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, no, go on.
We were just joined by our show's co-host, Willis Victory. Welcome to the line. Willis, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, King. How are you, sir?
Doing excellent. As you know, we're sitting here, we're chatting with Ms. Harris, and she was explaining to us some of the things that she's currently working on now, such as a life coach, and she was saying that she actually is coaching men, and I'm very interested. I kind of want to expound that a little bit more. Ms. Harris, primarily because
and business as well too.
Okay, business as well. Excellent. Because you know, as you know, I'm co-founder of DC Chapter of Conscious Capitalism, so I work with a lot of different business, small businesses, mid-sized businesses from around the world, and I work with a variety of different business coaches. Now, I bet that none of them have reached the heights of success that you have. So I was, I'm very interested in kind of what type of, what is your niche or a client, your ideal client that you would like to work with in your coaching services?
You're asking me what kind of, what's the niche in? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Continue. I'm sorry.
I guess the phone went off.
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello? Your phone went out.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Okay, ask that question again. I didn't hear you.
Okay, yes. What I was saying is, if you could please talk to your ideal business client that you would like to work with, as far as, is it a small business owner, a startup just getting started, or is it someone that's been in business for a while? What kind of client, your ideal client that you'd like to coach as a business coach?
Eager, hungry for success.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
And what prompted you to create or start coaching business clients?
Based on me being in the entertainment world, you know, just me being around different people and people telling me their situations and they listening to me. So everyone was saying, hey, Lydia, you know, you told us this and, you know, we believe it. You know, my own story. My own story, basically.
You know, your life has definitely been one that has, I would say, been an inspiration to others. I mean, to be the co-founder of Death Row Records, one of the most successful record industries or labels in our time, and then at the same time, how you've been a woman who has been, as I said before, a trailblazer in the context of starting five other companies after that. And so with that being said, my question for you is, have you had to kind of rebrand yourself after coming from Death Row and the Death Row's legacy, now with the other five current companies that you've launched?
Well, when you say rebrand, I mean I am who I am, and I want people to see Lydia Harris for Lydia Harris. I don't know how they were seeing me when I was with Death Row Records, but I feel that I'm the same person, and I feel that people didn't really get to know the real Lydia Harris.
Okay. And so within that, what would you say of the five businesses you currently have? And my understanding there is Lady Boss Entertainment, which is an entertainment company. You also have LB Publishing. You have Lydia. You have your culinary career institution, your literary foundation, and then, of course, your business as life coach. Which of those five businesses, if I said any of those incorrectly, please correct me. Which of those five would you say brings you the most fulfillment, that brings you the most joy at this point in your life?
All of them.
All of them. Okay.
Yes.
And
Lydia Harris Entertainment, the entertainment company, Lydia Harris.
And what are some of the current projects?
If you wanted me to pick one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. What are some of the current projects that you have working on within the Lydia Entertainment Company?
The Judgment Day. The Judgment Day compilation is my biggest project coming out right now through Lydia Harris Entertainment.
Okay. And for our listening audience, can you kind of talk a little bit about what is the Judgment Day?
Well, the Judgment Day CD is a compilation that a stepping stone for the new artists that's trying to come out. It's a CD for exposure for the new artists to come out and get exposed. It's basically advertising and
okay.
With the various artists on the CD.
Okay. Now, Mr. Victor, are you still with us?
Who?
No, I was just touching base with Mr. Willis Victory. He's, Willis, you still on the line with us?
And I also want to say, too, you know, with the distribution, it's an option where I'm able to give distribution to the various clients, too. So Judgment Day is the compilation where I have my own distribution deal where people just don't have to get on the CD. I can have an option to give them distribution because a lot of artists is needing distribution, and I have that option. I have a deal for distribution.
Okay, now, so that's an excellent question. Actually, that brings up an excellent question, I should say. Now, I know that distribution is a common term within the record label business. But just on the business level, can you kind of explain how distribution works for our listening audience so they can get more clarity on how other artists can benefit just from distribution?
Well, you know, you have the digital and you have the physical. So with the new themes of things right now, digital is the way to go. And then once they hit that plateau, you're able to go to physical, and that's in the stores, in your FYE stores, like your big stores, Walmart. You know, Target. So that's the advantage that you do have with the distribution system. Because artists want to be heard. So you're able to have that extra platform to get out there and get heard. And people go buy your CD.
Hmm. Okay. Now, you are credited with working with the talents of hip-hop icons, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and, of course, the late great Tupac Shakur. And how would you say, how as a manager, as a leader, how has it been working with those type of enormous personalities, keeping them in, I would say, keeping them understanding what you want from them as artists and helping them become successful? How has that experience been for you?
Well, I mean, it's been great. Like I said, you know, if you want it, I mean, they wanted it so bad. So it was like, it was very exciting, you know, seeing the struggle. And seeing them where they're at today, you know. May Tupac rest in peace, but it was a struggle, and they made it because they wanted it. You have to want it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what would you say, you know, now here's one of the questions that, you know, we normally ask our guests that it really gets to the core of how our I guess, are kind of managing their daily lives to be successful. And we talk about daily habits and rituals that you do to keep yourself and focusing on point at such a high level because, you know, you're definitely at a level that many people can only dream of as attaining to. And just curious, kind of what do you do on a daily basis to kind of keep yourself focused and on point so that you just stay at that level and continue to keep producing and being generative?
Prayer, me praying.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay. Is there any certain thing you would recommend for the aspiring young business professional who's looking to kind of position themselves in a
in a male-dominated business what they should be mindful of and how to conduct themselves or carry themselves?
Number one, first know what you want to do and stay true to yourself. And don't compromise your principles and your integrity. Lady boss is always be a lady boss. Integrity.
Integrity. I love that. I love that.
Yes.
You know, one of the core principles.
That's what I live by.
Oh, okay. I love that. I love that. I respect that because that's, you know, one of the within a conscious capitalism, we talk about the one of the core principles being integrity, meaning what you say and saying what you mean. So when you say being a person of integrity, I definitely can respect that. Now, as we talk about working with different, keeping yourself, I would say, focused, you know, a lot of folks have mentors in their lives, and that's one of the things that I've always prided myself on, looking for a mentor, because a mentor has obviously been someplace I want to go, and they can help me to travel that course. But also, do you have a mentor in your life, or are you being a mentor? Do you have a mentee that you're currently working with?
No, I'm just working with myself right now in God.
Okay. Now, you mentioned faith and God, and I know in reading your book as well, you mentioned again your strong spiritual faith. So you would say your faith has been kind of what has kind of kept you in your connection to God has kind of helped sustain you through some of the turbulent times in your life when things were not as smooth as they may appear or they are currently, correct?
Mm-hmm. But I love inspiring people, others, you know. I love inspiring other people.
Okay. What are some of the music that you currently are listening to now, the kind of that you like, some of the new artists and kind of where you see hip-hop going now from being one of the trailblazers that helped get hip-hop to a place where it's at now? Who are some of the new artists that you like and that?
Like what you're saying, the rap or just rap or R&B?
Well, yeah, let's stay with rap now. So who are some of the current rappers that you like or...
Wow, you put me on the spot there. I mean, I'm still a fan of Snoop, you know. I'm still a fan of Jay-Z, you know. Wow. That's a big question.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you happy in the direction of where hip-hop is going now or that hip-hop has gone in?
Yeah, I am. You know, I love the music. I love the music. I love the music.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, you know, I grew up obviously loving hip-hop, loving rap, and I know that, you know, the music that came from the record label that you helped co-found was definitely played a huge role in inspiring me as far as just companion music, classics that would never go away, you know, songs that I know folks can hear in a minute and instantly they start dancing, and before they even start dancing, you reflect back to where you were when that song first came out and the memories you have associated with that. And so with that being said, I just think that being able to, for a person like myself to be able to interview you is an honor. So I definitely want to make sure I state that because, like I said, it's been a huge impact and influence on my life and the lives of my peers as well. And it really helped me to really see the potential of where young black entrepreneurship can go. You know, because I can, you know, really truly say that prior to Death Row, that rappers wasn't really talking about it from a business standpoint. Everybody just wanted to be an entertainer. And Death Row kind of helped transition people to become, let's be business-minded. Let's be focused on going beyond just rapping and being entertainers, but let's begin to be owners and bring up that guru or mogul status. So you helped usher that area in.
Yeah, and everybody was, you know, wanted to make better themselves. I mean, everybody, you know, the struggle in comping them to put those lyrics out the way they put it out. And like, even when I hit a chronic album, like right now, I mean, it takes me back until like I'm going to do it again with Judgment Day. I mean, it really, really do. That's the feeling I have right now. And I'm able to do it, you know, under my direction.
Hmm.
Yes.
And are you free to talk about any of the kind of tracks or some of the artists that's on Judgment Day?
Yeah, I have an artist, Aisha. She's featuring Snoop Dogg. I have her on there. She's the first single that's going to come out on the Judgment Day. I have a Looney Tunes. He's one of the rappers. He's a DJ. He has a song on there. And I also just signed a Willis group, SGK. So I got a lot of people that's coming on board to the Judgment Day project.
Okay. And when do you anticipate the Judgment Day compilation being released?
In July.
Definitely.
The first
can't wait.
Single, yes, The first single when Aisha features Snoop, that's coming out right now as we speak. Midsummer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Midsummer. Okay. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I know that's going to be some great tracks, and looking forward to hearing those tracks and usher in the 2015 summer with those tracks. You know, I know how. The right music can set the tone for the summer, you know, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, let me ask you some other questions kind of concerning your literary foundation. You can talk a little bit about that. Kind of what was the inspiration that made you create that, and kind of what's the mission and the purpose of the literary foundation?
Well, right now, what I was doing with the Literacy Foundation was my book. Some of the proceeds is going to go towards that, but that's on the back burner right now as we speak, because I'm just getting back started. So that was my focus on the Literacy Foundation, helping young kids see their dreams come through. And that's what, and those proceeds from my book was going to go to the Literacy Foundation.
Okay. That seems to be a very giving back to the community and helping out the young folks coming up seems to be a passion of yours.
Yes.
And I definitely admire you for that, but what would you say is kind of why that's so important to you to give back and reach back to help others?
I guess everything I've been through and me being a single parent, that's what inspired me, you know? Just seeing that there is a need there and me being able to survive and make it with my daughter. So I just said, hey, I know other kids and parents, you know, don't have the opportunity and the strength to do the things that I've been blessed to do.
Mm.
So I must bless others because I've been blessed.
That's powerful. You know, Maya Angelou once said that, you know, when you get, give, and when you learn, teach, you know. And so that's your way of doing that. I see that you are someone who is passionate about giving back. And I think that if more successful individuals, particularly, I would say, in the business environment, would think to do that. You know, that's one of the tenets of conscious capitalism, is that we have to have a higher purpose for our business, and that our business must be beyond just making money. Now, again, we are about making money, obviously, because we're capitalists, but we have a higher purpose than just making money, and that we want to make sure we make the world a better place as a result of us being here on this earth. And I look at you
right.
and your passion for giving back and working with young youth and young folks, that's your way of giving back, and that's why I definitely wanted to have you on the show, because I wanted to let folks hear that part of your story, our listening audience, hear that part of who you are as an individual, as a giver, as a person who's a mentor, a life coach, and these other inspiring things. And so now with that being said, I just kind of want to, if you wouldn't mind, talking about your book, Married to the Game, and kind of how that is kind of a lesson for young women to kind of understand how they need to run their lives and manage their lives and learn from some of the mistakes and some of the wisdom that you share in that book.
Well, really, when I wrote the book, it was based on me not knowing if I was going to still be here, you know, and I knew I had a daughter. When I say be here, be alive. And I just thought that my daughter needed to know who her mother really was and what I was involved in. And that's why I really, really did the book, for her to really know, you know, who her mother was and what I was dealing with and some of the characters. So in the book, it's not really defaming anybody. It's just, you know, showing my life story and what all I've been through and all the players that I was around. So that's what the book is, not saying, hey, do this or do that. It was just the life that I lived and the life that I had chosen to live. And, you know, letting her know that, you know, we all make choices in life. And these are the choices that I made. And that's what the book is basically about, my life story.
You know, and I, you know, one of the things that I would definitely want to say is that you don't get enough recognition as a business leader when it comes to folks talking about some of the greats in our lives that, you know, that come along, you know, really understanding kind of, again, some of the struggles you went through. You know, you persevered through those struggles as a single mom, as a business leader, working with enormous talents and personalities that, you know, in our industry, and how you were able to leverage all of that and still be the top, and as you say, be that boss lady. You know, I definitely think that there, particularly here in the D.C. area where I'm calling from, is that I know that there is a huge interest in, of women as well as men who would be inspired and would love to just hear more about your story and kind of learn more about how you're going about conducting your business, because you are a testament. You are definitely showing a true model for what it takes to be excellent and what it takes to achieve despite having obstacles in your life and not allowing those obstacles to keep you down or excuses for not being successful. So definitely anytime you're in the D.C. area, we would definitely love to have you come speak, sign copies of your book, and just kind of give a lecture on what it takes to be a boss lady in business and in the record industry as well.
Okay, I would love to do that. And also I want to make sure, too, on the Judgment Day, and I'm also doing the Judgment Day tour, so it would help inspire and lead business leaders, you know, to be on that tour in the making, entitled, you know, Judgment Day Tour. And then I want you to stay tuned for the date, the stop date. So that's the advantage that the audiences do have on the compilation, the Judgment Day Tour, too, that I want to express to you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And can you, that's an excellent time for us to, can you share with our listening audience where they can get information, how they can continue to kind of get updates or even follow the Judgment Day Tour?
Yes, they can go to give me like 1 week, they can go to LydiaHarrisENT.com. I'm setting everything up right now, www.LydiaHarrisENT.com. In 1 week, everything will be up.
Okay.
And the tour dates and everything will be on there.
the tour dates. Okay, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Any Facebook pages or other social media sites they can stay abreast?
Oh, the social media, I'm setting all that up right now.
Okay.
The Twitter
okay.
and everything, uh-huh. And I'm going to have two tours.
You're going to have two tours. Okay.
Yes.
Are your tours going to be just...
For the business and the music.
Okay. Okay, I like that. For the business and the music. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you gonna focus primarily on touring the U.S., or are you actually going to be... It's going to be an international tour as well?
Hey, right now the U.S.
Okay. Well, I hope that D.C. is on your tour list. I definitely hope that you come
to
the D.C. area.
Of course. It's going
to
be global. It's going to be global.
Okay.
Global.
Okay, excellent. Now, I definitely want to talk about, before, you know, I call in, I definitely want to get an opportunity to talk with you about you doing a couple of projects with our co-host, Mr. Willis Victory, and kind of what you and him are working on, and kind of how that relationship kind of materialized. You wouldn't mind talking about that a little bit?
For Willis?
Yes.
Well, I was introduced to him by a close friend, and we hit it off. You know, I listened to some music, and I loved it, and we had some similarities that some of the things that he was doing, and that I'm doing, I just thought it was the perfect timing, and we came together and started talking about the things that we were going to do.
Hmm. Okay.
And I keep business as well as business, but I will share that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Willis and I have talked on numerous occasions, because obviously him and I are working on some projects as well, you know, and I've asked him if he can kind of name five things that he uses as his mantra to keep himself focused and keep himself going, that, you know, he says, you know, like, for example, number one is be generative, be in that mindset of always generating something, as well as, you know, one of the expressions he loves to say is that he finds himself with being kind and not nice, you know, and he's definitely a giving person. And that's something that always stuck with me in the context. He says, I'm kind, but I'm not nice. You know, and some folks take that for granted. And so I would ask you of that same thing. What would you say is kind of your, do you have any kind of mantra statements that you have that kind of keep you, that one-line statements that folks can kind of describe you with? What would you say that might be?
You saying me compare myself to somebody?
Well, no, like a one-word statement or a mantra that kind of describes you. Like, if I was to describe Lydia Harris to someone, I would say Lydia Harris is a, you know, you spoke of integrity earlier. But
that's what I was just going to tell you, integrity always.
Integrity always. Okay.
Integrity always.
Now, here's a question that I know that I'm curious myself on, is that
okay.
When I walk down the street, you know, and I see young artists, they come up to me. I'm not even in the record business. And they hand me a CD, and they're trying to, you know, get me to listen to their CD or sell their CD to me. And, of course, I don't have time and interest. So I know that you must be bombarded by demo CDs all the time. How do you navigate that terrain of all these people coming to you to say, here's my CD, I believe I'm the next Tupac, I'm the next Dr. Dre, I'm the next Snoop Dogg? How do you navigate and discern which of those artists you actually want to work with and who got good quality music and things of that nature?
Well, what I do is that, you know, some of them call me and they do the MP3 and they send it to me. And, you know, I listen to it. Late at night I'll listen to it. But I do give them that opportunity to listen to their music. Then I will call them back and let them know. And they was like, oh, thank you, Ms. Harris. It's an honor for you to even just call me. We didn't even think you was going to call back, but that's what I do. And they can upload they upload their track and they get it and I review it and I let my team review it. But I do that because I know they're trying and I let them know what they need and what they're looking for from me. So I do give them the time.
Hmm.
And I'm having a contest. And it's good you asked me that, because I am having a contest where the artist can, you know, launch their project too, and they send me some tracks and I can put them on Judgment Day too. So I am doing a contest.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the contest is that any artist that, you know, has a song they want to get on Judgment Day, they can...
They want to submit. Uh-huh. They can submit it.
Okay. And you're going to have that again. I asked you, wouldn't mind.
Everything will be up in 1 week. Uh-huh.
And would you mind repeating your website again one more time, please?
LydiaHarrisENT.com. www.LydiaHarrisENT.com.
Wow. Well, I know that I'm going to definitely do my best to get the word out about what you're doing. I think you're doing some exciting things. You're working on some exciting projects. But, you know, and again, I share something that's really personal with me. Again, as I work within this conscious capitalism business movement, I work with businesses such as Whole Foods and Costco's and Trader Joe's and these other business leaders. And, you know, what's missing, and I'm being completely honest and frank now, what's missing from that those business leaders is that black female that,
really?
That we can look to. Yeah, that's what's missing. There's no example that we can look at and say, okay, wow, there's someone who's reached that. And that's why I'm so excited to have you.
Well, you know what? You found her right now. You found her, Lydia.
I know. And I love that because, you know, you are willing to share information. I love that.
Yes. Yes, I'm willing to share it. I ain't trying to hold. I'm willing to share it. And give everybody the game and help them. There's no secret. No secret. I ain't gonna withhold nothing.
Because, you know, I look at not only, again, like I said, if I go down all the things that you've done, not only a successful business leader, you know, single mom, which, you know, coming up as a black youth, I understand the struggles that a single black mother has, you know, so I definitely want to give my shout out to the mothers who are out there who are single, who are definitely doing their job and raising their children. But you're also an author, and you have a publishing company. So that's kind of, I just kind of want to transcend into the publishing company now with this next question. Talk about, are you working on any other books, or are you willing to work with any new authors out there?
Yes, I am. That's what LB Publishing is about, helping the other authors. And first, when I launch my book out there, then I want to show them new examples so they won't have no questions and they can feel secure on how I put my book out there. So, of course, I'm looking to, I'm on a mission, put it to you like that. I'm on a mission.
I see that you're on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
I see that you're on a mission, and I want to do my best to support your mission in whatever way that I can. And that's helping you get the word out, obviously, through this platform.
Yeah, and they can submit their manuscript to me. They can submit their manuscript to me. And, you know, and I see, my thing is that what I want to do with LB Publishing is that, you know, you got like a lot of single parents and females incarcerated, males are incarcerated, who people don't even have their loved ones or their family members. I want to do, like, if they submit a book, I want to do a contest to where maybe a short book where they can submit it, and whoever wins, they're able to, you know, get their funds and be able to pay for their college. That's what LB Publishing is going to be about, helping them where some kids who is not as fortunate to go to college, where they have the funds where they're able to go to college with the book sales, whoever wins the big book, you know, telling about their life story. So that's what LB Publishing is going to be about.
You are truly a conscious capitalist in the context that you have a higher purpose for everything that you're, you know, that you're saying. And to me, that's a side of your story that doesn't get shared. It's the fact that you create the Literacy Foundation, you create LB Publishing. Again, these are companies not because you need to make money, but because you are helping other folks to get into the business and helping them to get their voice shared. And again, that's something that I think that, you know, I admire you for that. And I definitely think that you need to be highlighted more within our community and within the business world as well for that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I need that. I need that extra support. I really do. I really do.
Now,
I just need to get it out there.
Well, again, you have me on board to make sure that I do everything that's in my personal reach as well as my professional reach connections that I have to get the word out, to look out for your tour, to support you when you come to this area. And just more importantly, though, I'm going to continue to elevate you as one of our leaders because
okay.
I know that women, black women in particular, need to see that. All women need to see it, but black women in particular because of the fact is we don't see a lot of them in the business world enough to make them feel as though they can be a part and be not just a small business owner, but a successful business owner. And as you say, a boss lady, you know.
Yeah, I mean, every woman is a boss. Every lady is a boss, and I need them to start standing up. I need them to stand up. I need them to. I need them to stand up.
Well,
don't be intimidated by me. I need them to just come on and join the team.
Now,
I need them.
Okay. All right. Well, how would someone get find out about your coaching service, when they can either sign up for them or get access to you as a coach? How would they go about that process?
Repeat that because your phone was going in and out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. How would someone find out about signing up for your coaching services?
They can email me or they can still go to the LydiaHarrisENT.com.
Okay. All right. So that's basically
everything will
be
on the site. Yeah, everything will be on the site. Everything
will be on that site. Okay. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. 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 And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience? Kind of anything that you're passionate about right now, that's on your mind right now, that's in your spirit right now to share as far as what's on your heart, basically?
No, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to even share the little bit I have shared with you today. I just want to just thank you and thank you, Willis, for even pulling me in, and I just want to say I appreciate it.
Well, I can tell you this. It goes both ways. I remember when I was talking to Willis the other day, and he told me the opportunity for having this interview was there. You know, I was told him I was so excited, and I actually went and I watched the documentary that you created.
Married to the Game?
Yes.
Welcome to Death Row. Okay.
And I enjoyed the documentary, and I was watching you and just how, you know, what the people were saying about you and just how you carried yourself on the documentary, and I was like, wow, this is definitely someone who, right there, I got inspired, and I said, it's going to be a blessing to have an opportunity to meet and have a conversation with you. And it has.
Listen. The real cookie.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that because that's something I definitely want to make sure that people understand. The real cookie. You know,
yeah.
I haven't even watched Empire yet.
Empire?
You know, just because
okay.
I've been busy.
You gotta watch
it. Know.
I love it. It's a similarity story. I love it.
Oh, well, you give it the endorsement. I know I'm definitely going to watch it now. I know that's for sure.
Yes, you got to watch it.
Well, speaking of that real quick, let me ask you this. How close to to that is life? They always say art imitates life, life imitates art. How close to Empire is that to imitating life? Not necessarily your life, but just life, what you know about the recording business.
No, it's close. It's close. Very close.
Well, now that we've had that question, now here's a question I want to ask you. I know this might throw you off a little bit, but when they do create your story, you know, and they play you and they do a Hollywood movie about you, because they are,
mm-hmm.
who
you
would
think
you
they
want?
Are?
I know they will. I mean, how can they not? I mean, look at the track record. Look at your legacy. And look at what you've done. And look what you still continue to do. Not just what you've done, but what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that to me is definitely worth a movie. And again, it's inspiring. It's something that can uplift folks so they can understand how you persevere and survive through trials and tribulations and come back and still be a winner. So who would you like to have play you in that role?
I might have Cookie to play me.
You see, we do a good
laughing?
Job.
Yeah, she well, yeah, no. I promise you, I said I was somebody that nobody can play my role. And when I seen her play that role, I said, no, she can do it. Taraji P. Henson.
Yes, yes. I can see her doing that role as well. I mean, I've seen enough of the I've watched enough of her in her other movies that she's played. I know she's a great actor. And I've seen the Empire highlights. It definitely has my interest. So I'm definitely going to watch it. So you said Taraji B. Okay, Taraji would be a great choice, I believe. I believe she will be a great choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I hope to get to meet her one day.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I mean, she's basically...
If we keep doing it like this here, if you keep putting me out there and you support me, she's going to have to come meet Lydia Harris.
And you know, she's from the D.C. area as well, you know, so we definitely give a shout out to her.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my part to make sure that, because again, like I said, your story has to be out there. You are truly that boss lady. It has been a true honor and privilege to have you on the show. I just wish that Mr. Victory didn't have the phone problems that he told me. He texted me, said he was having some technical difficulties, but I wish he had been part of the show as well. Just kind of,
cool.
Willis?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he was on the line.
Yeah, he got on the line a couple of times. He dropped off, so he's having some technical difficulties with his phone line. But I can tell you that for me, from this point forward, you have a advocate in your corner here. You have someone that's going to make sure that I spread the word. Like I said, I would love to have, when you do your tour, I would love to have set up a seminar, which I could have about 50 or 60 business leaders come out. And these are people who are already in business, so they can just come here and have you share some of your wisdom as far as how to go about conducting yourself in business, how to go about starting companies, and just how to be that boss lady, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, one last thing I want to do is give you an opportunity, again, you know, for the folks who might just tune in, to please share your contact information for anyone who's interested in reaching out to you. I would ask you if you can share your contact information one last time for our listening audience that may have just tuned in.
Okay. They can reach out to me, Lydia Harris, ENT.com. Again, Lydia Harris, ENT.com, www.
Okay. And Ms. Lydia Harris, this has been an honor. Again, like I said, a privilege. And I want to thank you for your time. And I'm going to do everything I can to get the word out about Judgment Day tour coming out, your book as well. And look forward to seeing you one day in the future.
You will. I appreciate your time. I always have your best interest. Get back with you.
Thank you. And I'm going to get my manuscript to you, too. I'm just going to throw that little plug in there.
Okay. Because I know you got a story, huh?
Yes, I do. I have a story. But, again, I know so many other folks have stories as well, and I just want to be a stepping stone for them as well. I just want to be a connecting source. And that's what the show is really all about, connecting with the tent, is making sure that folks understand that everything is done through relationships. That, you know, we can't do things without God and relationships in our lives. And that's what this show is really here to showcase and promote that.
Okay.
And thank you very much for being on our call. And you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, can you hold the line? When you get off, can we talk? Or you got to just get off?
No, we definitely can talk on the other side.
Okay. Well, you can call me back then. You got my number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And listening audience, thank you again for listening to Connecting with Intent. I'm your host, King, and this has been a great conversation with CEO, founder of Death Row Records, and entertainment guru, Lydia Harris, who is definitely a boss lady, who is a conscious capitalist, and now my new inspiration. Thank you all for listening. Until next week, continue to live with intent and stay conscious.
Conscious leadership.
It's time, come on. It's time, come on.
Conscious.